This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about challenges women face in Europe. I've been interested lately in how a country's media sort of builds up an image, either positive or negative or up or down, of men and women. In Italy, I turn on the TV and women are treated like bimbos, it seems like. And a lot of American TV will degrade women in a lot of ways. A lot of societies have laws that they cannot use women for advertising. And in the United States, we can have women dressed in bikinis on a revolving pedestal selling hot rods. What's your take on the position of women in media, in advertising, on TV, and so on in Slovenia? Is it an issue, Tina?
No, I wouldn't say it's an issue, because we do have some yellow pages where they basically talk about all the people in a very unsensible way, I would say. Mm-hmm. But then if you take good newspapers, if you watch good television programs, they don't make any differences among men and women. Although there are, when they are representing successful people, there's always more talking about the men, not so much about the women. But maybe that's the fact why more in the corporate world, there's more men who are leading businesses than the women.
But do you know what I'm talking about? Because from Slovenia, you might be able to see some Italian TV.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly. And we always laugh about it.
Embarrassing. But that's not European.
No,
that's unique
it's
Italian.
Very unique to Italian, especially. Usually you always have an older guy who has a lot of these beautiful women around him, and he just talks all the time. And
she just laughs.
All stare. It's kind of weird. No, we don't do that.
Oh, that's good. I was interested because
no,
I was wondering.
No, we don't do that.
Okay. And Julie, you're just over the border in France.
Yeah, it's the same. We don't have that kind of television. But they watch a lot of American TV from, not American TV, but American TV shows come, or the same kind of TV shows. So,
a lot of moms are concerned that their daughters will try to live up to this Barbie image that you get if young girls watch TV here. Is that a concern in Europe, Julie?
Yes, and actually in Europe, they just changed the law where now little girls are not able to do beauty pageants until they're 16, because they said it was exploiting.
In France?
Yes.
No beauty pageants for girls until they're 16
right,
years old.
Right, because they were exploiting the way they were getting dressed up, more and more looking like an older girl.
That question about the media, if I may add something. Uh-huh. It's more like the public television and public media is really, or the state-run media is really trying to be politically correct. So in a sports show, for instance, they always have a female anchor. Always.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So the media is embracing this. It's not dragging its heels, but it's embracing the fact that we're going to be gender equal, equal respect.
Yep.
All right.